Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Empower Your Life Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event, and I truly am so honored and grateful to be here with you today and to be with our incredible authors who have such amazing information to share. I really am so grateful that you have decided to give yourself the gift of listening to these incredible interviews. These women that I'm interviewing, it's really an honor to be here with them. They are extraordinary women, even though they seem to lead kind of ordinary lives. They're just ordinary people like you and me, and yet they do some pretty amazing things in their lives. They've had a lot of life experience. They're following their passion. They're living their purpose, and now they're here to share their story and what they've learned with you so you can live more powerfully in your own life. And today, I'm really happy to be talking with Lene Goolsbee. She's one of our co-authors in the book, Empower Your Life. So I'm going to read a brief introduction of Lene, and then we'll get started talking with her. Lene Goolsbee is a personal power activator, intuitive soul coach, and the author of numerous globally syndicated articles and two books thus far. She is a leader in the business of integrative medicine and is the practice administrator for Louisiana's premier integrative provider, Infinite Health Integrative Medicine Center. Lene holds a Juris Doctor from Tulane and a certificate from the Duke University Integrative Medicine Center Leadership Development Program. When she's not somewhere on the I-10, Lene is keeping up with her three children, affectionately known as Ivy, Huck, and L. Bell. And Lene, I am so happy to be talking with you today. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much. Yes, I'm really excited to be here, too. Just rocking and rolling as per usual.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. You know, I really like your title of your interview today, Shifting Perspective to Recapture Your Personal Power. There's so many words in there that I like shift, recapture, meaning we had that personal power all along. How do we get it back? So I'm so excited to talk to you today. So let's start, though. If you would please share a little bit about your personal journey and how it led you to right here today.
Yeah, sure. Well, without giving too much away, because I actually wrote a bit about this in the book that will be coming out, Empower Your Life. Basically, I had, like many people, I had a catalytic moment, because I needed to be hit on the head with some real reality to help me shift my perspective, basically. And what had happened is my husband was a community medical oncologist with a group, and the signs were there, but we just weren't paying attention, and that relationship abruptly dissolved 8 days before Christmas with no notice. And so we found ourselves trying to pick up pieces really quick so that we had continuity in care, because that clinic could no longer provide the care for the patients. We had cancer patients at that time. And so I was this practice administrator prior to going to law school, but the intention, obviously, graduating law school was to practice law, but that didn't happen. Shortly after law school, I had my second son, and then before he was a year old, this event happened, and it was really traumatic in the sense that overnight our financial security was just taken away. And we had to absorb, a complete medical practice and get the infrastructure in place so that we could just without step, continue providing cancer treatment. And so we were able to do that, but it really kind of knocked the wind out of my joy. And I found myself really kind of feeding the fuel, if you will, of the people that I was blaming for this event that I perceived at the moment to be happening to me. And I was very angry, and I was very depressed, and I was stuck in this rut of just, living in this, how do I make those people pay for doing this to me? And without going into too much detail, I had an epiphany, and it happened while I was watching this show on TV called Revenge, when I realized I wasn't watching that show for entertainment. I was watching it for inspiration. But I was when I had that realization, I was like, I can't do this. I can't live like this, because I know Confucius say, when you go to dig a grave, dig two. And I wasn't willing to bring anybody. I was angry, but I wasn't angry enough to take myself down in the process. And I couldn't figure out the loophole, the karmic loophole, to get me around, you know, getting that agenda done without hurting myself. And so it just kind of was the knock on the head that needed to happen for me to start to look at things from a different perspective.
Interesting. And you know, it's so funny how anything can do that. You know, TV was your trigger, and you realized that during that, but it can be anything that is a trigger for us. Don't you agree?
Exactly. It can be. It can be. Obviously, ideally, we would like to be able to have the awareness without having to be smacked in the face. But I'm firstborn, strong-willed, stubborn child, and the universe knew that. So.
So that was what it gave you. That's great. You know, Lynette, the story that you just told, how does that relate to what you refer to as power abdication?
It is all about power abdication, because what I was doing, unbeknownst at the time, was I was giving my power away to all the people that I had blamed, to the situation. I was in full-on victim mode. And I think this happens to, you know, a lot of people when any time, and I've come to realize that any time anybody else has the power to alter our emotions, make us angry, make us depressed, make us sad, when we feel that we're, you know, reacting according to somebody else's behavior or agenda or action, when we're not in control and aware, we are essentially giving our power away. And that's what I refer to as power abdication. So for me, in that moment, that clinic, all the people there, anybody, you know, the banks, the whatever that I had identified as the culprit, I was just feeding them all of my power, my joy, my bliss, my calm, right?
Yeah, that's
so
amazing. And
yeah,
that's what happens. Yeah, that's exactly what happens. I know that people are listening, shaking their heads, saying, yep, I get it. You know, Lynette, for you, what epiphany did you have that helped you shift your perspective?
So, you know, once I realized that there was no karmic loophole, I began to go kind of down this spiritual path and started making a deliberate intention to turning off the TV and starting feeding my soul instead. And I came across a quote that was popularized by Dr. Dyer that said that we are not physical beings having a spiritual experience, but that we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. And I, you know, I was raised in church, you know, I'm down here in the Bible Belt, and that had been touched on in church, but up until that particular moment, it didn't resonate the way that it resonated right then, because all of a sudden I became aware that if that's true, if I am a spiritual being, then I am infinite, right? Then this moment is minuscule. These events are momentary, but and small in comparison to who I am. Me, the spiritual, infinite energy creator being. And if that's true, then nothing is happening to me, but everything is happening for me. That on some level, I am setting these events in motion so that I can shift my perspective to create that which I desire instead of subconsciously and out of ignorance creating things and recreating experiences that I don't really want.
Absolutely. That's so great. I love that. And, you know, I think that your epiphany came from that quote. I had my own personal epiphany from that quote, which I'm not going to get into right now. I love that quote, and it's made a huge difference in my life. We're not physical beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. It's amazing. I love it. You know, the other thing that I want to talk to you about is I love rainbows. And I know that you once wrote an article titled Rainbows Are Round. What does that mean? And how can somebody use that to shift out of their current limiting perspective?
Exactly. Well, so, you know, I don't know about everybody else in the world, but when I grew up until fairly recent adulthood, I always thought rainbows were just arches. And you may or may not see the end of the arch. But I came across a photo of a rainbow taken from either an astronaut or a pilot who was way up in the sky. And it was a picture of a very circular, complete circular rainbow. And I was like, oh my God, I never knew rainbows were round. And what that kind of meant for me in that moment was all along, my perspective of what a rainbow was limited because I had a limited view, right? I could only see so much of a picture. But because somebody else was able to, you know, go up in the sky and share a different perspective, that of a rainbow, giving a full rainbow, showing a bigger picture. And I think that happens to us so often, particularly when we are in a, you know, we're in a heightened state of emotion or something is happening that we don't want to happen or somebody's behaving in a way that we don't want them to behave. And we immediately react, and we're reacting based on the information that we have from our immediate perspective, which probably most likely is not the full picture. It's not the bigger picture. And so when we are able to just say, wait a minute, you got to catch yourself. You go, wait a minute, maybe what I'm seeing here isn't the bigger story. And one of the questions that I like to ask myself, because, you know, I still get thrown things and I'm like, wait, what is that? What is that about? And the question that I like to ask now is, how does this serve me? Right? Because now my belief has changed that everything is set up to happen for me, not to me. And so if this event is happening for me, how does this serve me? And so I make a deliberate choice to try to expand my awareness and back up a bit and look to see the whole picture, not just the arch of the picture.
I love that. How does this serve me? That's a great question for us to ask ourselves all the time. I'm going to add that to my list. You know, so you're talking about limiting perspectives. What would you say are some other common and usually noticeable ways people might limit their perspective or give their power away?
Sure. I think anytime if people can become aware of how something else is making them feel, maybe it's, you know, a news story, maybe it's something somebody posted on Facebook, it's somebody else's, you know, point of view or somebody else's behavior. When we can get into this place where we're not right before a reaction, right? It's right before there would be an initial reaction when we go, I'm noticing that this is making me feel a particular way. Why is that? And just kind of step into questioning that quote unquote trigger, if you will. But we don't do that. Most of the time we don't do that. Most of the time we're in reaction mode. And anytime you're in reaction mode without giving it proper thought or without taking an introspective view of it, you are abdicating your power. And, you know, it happens from the time we're children, right? Because we're giving our power away because, well, we're children and there's parents and there's teachers and they're in the control. So we start really young with that. And then we give our power away to government and we give our power away to church. We give our power away to our lawyers. Next thing you know, we're giving our power away to our boyfriends or our girlfriends. And so we're always from childhood, we're in power abdication leaks, just going and not even realizing it. And we've become conditioned to believe that that's just how it is. And it just doesn't have to be that way anymore. Because now you can go, you know what? and noticing that these things are coming up, I'm going to take a bigger perspective, look at a bigger picture, and see what is a more empowering approach to take. How do I feel about this? What are my thoughts about this? How do I choose to respond as opposed to react?
I like that very much. You know, I think that that's true, that we often give away our power without even noticing that we've done it, because it's just ingrained in us, and we're supposed to listen to the doctor, we're supposed to listen to the government, et cetera. And we are taught this as kids. And so it's really tough. So do you feel like that people can unlearn that, giving away their power?
It's like exercise. It's a deliberate choice you have to make in the moment. It's, you know, it's catching yourself in that downward spiral thought process. It's becoming aware is the first key. And if you can become aware, and then you can say, I don't choose this, I'm going to make a different choice. But you have to go through those steps to start, right? Because it's spiritual exercise. Eventually, once you do that over and over and over again, it becomes your new belief. It becomes your new pattern. It becomes your new habit. It becomes who you are. But it does take a deliberate, intentional focus to start off that way, to get into that space of just being aware.
Absolutely. Awareness. That's where it all starts. Love it. So, you know, Lene, what if somebody is in the middle of an emotionally heightened state? What would you tell them is your maybe like the quick tip, some kind of go-to tip to help them to recenter themselves?
Sure. One of the processes that I like to use is to visualize myself kind of outside myself. So I'll see my body kind of step out and go to the right or the left of myself and step into what I call an observer perspective. So in the moment, take the emotions out of it, become the unemotional, the detached observer. And if you can get into the habit of doing that, then you can look at this event from a much more empowered, calm, reasoned perspective, and then go from there. And again, that even that process, it requires a certain level of awareness and the choice, right? You have to just trigger yourself to not react, to become aware, and to stop and say, how does this serve me? I'm going to step outside of myself right here, pretend that there's no emotions, that emotions are a choice, and look at it from this detached observer perspective. And if you can do that, then you're well on your way to taking your power back.
I love that, because we all want our power back. That's really a great way to do it. So if somebody was thinking about working with you, Lene, what would they do as a prospective client? What would they expect in a session with you?
Sure. So when I work with clients for various reasons. A lot of people come to me because they have, other people are challenging their emotions, you know, toxic relationships, bad breakups, coworkers maybe driving you crazy, whatever it is. The way that I work with people is the client is the one who sets the intention for the session. So immediately they have the power for what they want to get out of the session. And then I work with them in the moment, and to help them shift their perspective. Because, you know, like you said, when you're in a heightened state of trauma or emotion, you're generally not aware of all the other perspectives that can come in. So I help people redirect their focus. I help them step outside themselves and look at that situation from the observer perspective. And then I give homework. And then there's accountability. But it's very much up to the client and what their intention is and what they want to get out of that session, because you get out what you put in.
Absolutely. Every single time. It's just the way it works. So Lene, do you have any final words or thoughts for our listeners?
I do. I just, I would just encourage people to, if they feel that, they're like, oh, well, I've tried to not react, or I've tried to be more aware and I fail every single time. If you get to that point, just don't even judge that. It's okay. Don't criticize yourself for not being able to step out and shift perspective immediately. Like I said, be patient with yourself and love yourself. And you know what? Okay, so that time I flew off the handle and I said some stuff I didn't need to say, or I acted in a way that probably wasn't aligned with my higher self. But that's okay. And forgive yourself for that, and just redirect and do better next time and next time and next time. And it's okay.
It's okay. Absolutely. Well, Lene, this has been great. I really appreciate your perspective on all of this and you sharing your story with us and all this great knowledge that you have. Will you please tell us? I know that there's some listeners that will want to reach out to you. Will you please tell us how they can do that?
Sure. The best way to get a hold of me is to go to my website at Lenae, Lenae Goolsby, Goolsby, .com.
Okay, excellent. And I know that you have some gifts for our listeners as well. Would you like to share those?
Sure, absolutely. So for the listeners that I'm so thankful and grateful for showing up today, I am offering 50% off of my coaching packages of the 12 and 24 sessions. Each session is about an hour long, and you get unlimited email support during those. And then obviously a complimentary discovery session to see if you're a qualified fit. And then there's a complimentary self-assessment tool available on the website as well.
Great. Love it. Well, Lene, as I said, I so appreciate you sharing your story. I loved reading your story in the book. It's very powerful. I know that our listeners will want to read that story of yours. And also, thanks so much for today. I love your energy. I love you sharing what you've shared. You make it seem, kind of simple. And yet, we all need this guidance. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it so much.
You are welcome. And listeners, thank you for being a part of this too, because as you're following your own journey of empowerment, you're showing the way for other people to be empowered themselves. So thank you for that. We invite you to continue to listen to the summit, and also be sure to buy the book on launch day, which is March 20th. You can get that at our website, empoweryourlifebook.com. We'll guide you to Amazon to buy the book, and then you'll come back with your Amazon receipt number, and you will receive from us many gifts, about 50 free gifts from our authors and partners that are so empowering in and of themselves. So you want all of that, the amazing stories in the book and all of these gifts. So be sure to do that March 20th. And again, continue to live on your own journey of empowerment. Do your own thing. Light your own way. Be that attached to detached observer that Lene spoke about, and just go for it, people. This is your life. Live it fully. Have a great day, everybody. Bye for now.